We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Bucks won a f***ing NBA championship.
Yeah!
What? What?
He tries to take a pulse, babe.
Watching that basketball game, like, caused health problems for me.
Boogie hates racism and Chris Paul. And who cannot get on board with that platform?
If I've learned a lot, I'm not going to say it. That sounds too
bad. If the Bucks do win it all, Pat Connaughton's numbers should be in the rafters.
Hey there. Welcome to the Eurostep Milwaukee Bucks podcast, probably part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network and GSPN, and presented by Prize Picks. I am Ty Windisch, one of, and today your only host, here to do a quick live emergency episode of the show here about the Giannis news, which thankfully is positive news, which obviously is huge, is everything right now. So let's get right into it. We are live on playback here in the Eurostep Podcast Network room. So if you're in here, feel free to jump in the chat, or if you want to sound off later, we can do that too. Although I do have a hard out in about 30 minutes, so just have to be cognizant of that. But anyway, the listeners don't care about that. Let's get to the honest stuff. Thank you for listening. As always, where is Shams? This morning, 26 minutes ago, The Athletic's Shams Charania reported Bucks Giannis Antetokounmpo has avoided damage to his left Achilles tendon, a best-case outcome, and his return to play is based on treatment and rehab response for strained calf, league sources tell at The Athletic at Stadium. He followed up with, calves are undeniably tricky, and these type of strains have timetable of at least 1 to 2 weeks. But rehab will determine a length of time for the two-time NBA MVP. Now we have Woj. I missed Woj also got in here of ESPN at Woj ESPN. After an MRI, Giannis Antetokounmpo's left Achilles tendon is fully intact, and his return to play will come with how quickly his left calf strain heals, sources tell ESPN. So the same report here, basically. So let's get into it. I mean, welcome Grant, it's here in the chat. It's still not an ideal spot for the Bucks, clearly. I would think, I'm seeing a lot of people say, you know, you got to sit Giannis for the rest of the games this regular season. I think that almost goes without saying, frankly. I mean, Giannis heals fast. Giannis came back from his last major leg injury very quickly in the playoffs, or quote unquote major, close to major leg injury. But he came back fast to play in the finals. The Bucks, all of their remaining games are in what, like the next 5 days here? It's not very much time. So I would certainly assume that he is not going to play again for the rest of the season. 4 days. Today, Wednesday, April 10th, they play the Orlando Magic. Friday, April 12th, on the road against the Thunder. Sunday, April 14th, at noon, against the Orlando Magic. So, in the span of the next 4 days, and literally, like, you know, 4 days and 5 hours from now, the Bucks will be playing their last regular season game. And then, thankfully, the play-in tournament will buy them a little extra time. I don't know if it'll be enough for Giannis to play by the start of the playoffs, but they will have a little bit of extra time before their first-round series begins. It's funny because I've talked about, you know, how seeding doesn't matter. It's just about getting on the right level of play for the Bucks, getting on the right, getting their play together. And now it's not the opposite. I mean, it still matters how the Bucks play, and clearly they're going to have to find a level of play here as a Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton led team, which frankly, you know, there's harder spots teams have been in. I mean, I think we'll talk about the Atlanta series where they found a way to win without Giannis. You know, they didn't have a Dame then. And we've seen in some of these games where Dame played and Giannis didn't, you know, he can kind of go into the old Portland Dame mode. So I think, you know, the Bucks have that. They do have that. But obviously still, your clear best player, your MVP candidate, your should be higher, I think, in MVP voting, but whatever, guy being having an injury that is typically these calf injuries, calf strains. The Bucks called it a soleus sprain specifically yesterday. The fear is always Achilles, the big Achilles word. And there can be a knock-on effect of a calf strain that leads to that. So it's obviously not good, and you obviously want to be extremely careful with that as the Bucks. So yeah, I certainly do not think that we're going to see Giannis playing before the playoffs start. I just don't. We're 10 days from the playoffs. They're calling it a 1 to 2 to plus week injury from what I've seen so far. Obviously, the severity is what matters the most. But I would anticipate there's a good shot Giannis misses at least one playoff game. And we'll talk about what that means for the Bucks here. But I think that's likely. I don't think we're going to see him again in the regular season. So, I mean, this Bucks team, I think it would be huge if they can come out here and at least have an okay end of the regular season without Giannis, just to kind of show him, give him that proof of concept. Like, if you're not back immediately, we're not totally dead in the water, big guy. We can play. We can play for a little bit here. We got Dame. We got Chris. Bobby, Brooke, good on the list. Pat Bev, we can manage for at least a little bit here. You know, don't put yourself at risk. And I think that's got to be probably the number one priority for the season at this point, given the way everything else is gone and the position that they're in themselves now. And just with how it's just been such an uneven, I think fraught is probably the best word overall for this season. I think you just really need to make sure you're not compromising Giannis's lower leg any further. I mean, he's already been playing through the hamstring / Achilles soreness from earlier. We all saw the scary video before the Warriors game, I think it was. Was it when he was trying to play and had to grab at his leg and ended up? It's just not good. And clearly Giannis has been struggling with this stuff for a while. I think there's a real conversation to be had about, you know, should he have played as much as he has this season? The answer is almost certainly not, especially like the back-to-back. They lost against Memphis and I'm forgetting who else. Was it the Wizards last week? I mean, I think they pushed it too hard. I think this was a hugely scary moment. I mean, for Giannis to just come down, grabbing it around the calf, on a non-con, just walking up the court. I mean, if you didn't see it, I missed what happened at first because it was so sudden. It was the part of the game where you can usually, you know, look away to check a box score or whatever it may be. It's just literally the Bucks bringing the ball up the court and you look back and Giannis is just sitting down before half court. Kind of looks and I was hopeful throughout, although I always wanted to see the MRI. They always say it's a calf strain, and then they do the MRI. You always have to wait for the MRI for stuff like this. But Giannis didn't look, he looked confused almost when he went down. Like, maybe just not used to his body you know, ever letting him have these injuries. It feels like he's always able to just tough through. But I was hopeful that it wasn't going to be anything too serious based on that. And it does seem like, you know, it's not the worst outcome, the big A word that nobody wants to talk about, thankfully. But yeah, I mean, this was also real quickly in the midst of a great Bucks game outside of this against Boston. They end up winning 104-91, a little bit of three-point shooting in the fourth quarter. And obviously the come down of losing Giannis affected the Bucks in the third quarter. But Giannis in this game, I mean, still 7 for 11 with 15 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists in 28 minutes. I will say didn't look himself, especially on defense. It felt like there were some plays he wasn't going all out. So I do wonder, you know, if he was hampered at all by this and could feel anything before he ultimately did go down and then leave the game. And ultimately the arena walked out, everywhere under his own power. But the Bucks do end up winning. A great defensive performance, of course, to hold Boston to 91. The offense started out red hot. Didn't carry through all the way, but really it was one of their most balanced scoring performances. Pat Bev led the way with 20 points, his second 20-point game of the season. I think both are against Boston now. One was with Philly. And then you don't see this every day. Giannis, Bobby Portis, and Brooke Lopez all each had 15. And then Chris and Dame each had 12, and neither of them played exceedingly poorly. It was just quiet. I mean, the ball was just moving. It was a very fun, egalitarian offense. And then Malik Beasley and Pat Connaughton had 5 and 4. AJ Green in less minutes than either had 6. You know, while we're doing a quick kind of Celtics overview strategy thing here, I no longer am a Malik Beasley should play over AJ Green, and I'm getting there with Pat Connaughton too. I still think Pat Connaughton should have some rotation role. I do think his heart, his smarts, he's always in the right spot. He usually is able to make some big plays in this game, like 3 rebounds, 1 offensive, 2 assists, 2 steals. I do think he just has a good, helpful presence. But AJ Green is becoming a little undeniable for me to play more rotation minutes. I'm really going to be interested to see, who does Milwaukee start without Giannis in these next few games? So the big deal before this game was Patrick Beverley starts over Malik Beasley. I was all for this. I talked with Rohan on the pod on Monday or Sunday night, but also on our Bleacher Report stream on Tuesday. We'll be back there next Tuesday. We'll have a lot to talk about there and on our next podcast. I wanted to see a starting lineup change. I wanted to see something change. It just felt like the Bucks were in such a funk. They needed different energy. And if there's one thing that Pat Bev brings, it's a lot of energy of some sort. And I think his defense, but really the way he moved the ball was huge. And it was, I liked what Doc said about it, Mr. Rivers said about it, in terms of like, we think that like, we kind of have to, like, you have to get Malik Beasley the ball, right? When he's on the court, you have to get him the ball to keep him involved, to keep him shooting. It's just that's how the team feels, or that's how we feel. And we want the big three to be able to focus on themselves. Like, we need to figure out their offense, not feel like they have to keep getting the ball to Malik Beasley. So Patrick Beverley's out there to just move the offense along, keep the ball moving, get the Bucks up the court faster, get the Bucks into the paint more. He did a great job. I mean, even outside of the threes, he was also 4 or 5. From 2, he had some great cuts. He moved off the ball well. He moved on the ball well. He brings defensive energy. He had 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists. I don't think he's going to leave the starting lineup anytime soon, personally. Maybe does he start next to Beast? Do you start Chris at the 4? Jay Crowder didn't play at all in this game. It was a DNP coach's decision. So, and Andre Jackson played 46 seconds, a lot of which I believe was... he guarded an inbound. He was in for like 20 seconds and then played the last 27 seconds when they pulled the rest of the rotation players. I don't think it's going to be him. I don't know who it's going to be. Well, we might see some Gallo. Gallo has been the quote-unquote big depth. We might see some Gallo these last couple games. We might see Gallo in the playoffs. I'm a little scared about that. I'm not going to lie to you all. I'm going to sip my coffee and think about Gallo in the playoffs. Maybe he's got that vintage moment. Is our Teague game going to happen in the first round this year? Discuss. First sip of coffee of the day. Was phenomenal, by the way. Okay. Anything else from the Celtics game I wanted to talk about? I liked the rotation. I really did. Bobby Portis continues to bring a big offensive spark. And again, you know, I've had my dithers with Bobby Portis over the course of the season. There's still some shots I don't love. Sometimes he fades away out of bounds and gets back late and the other team scores. Listen, man, the honest out for, you know, again, at least, I'm going to say at least the rest of the regular season. That's not reported, but I just cannot see any universe where you're bringing him back from a calf injury to play the Orlando Magic at noon before the playoffs. I don't see it. You got to put it on the other guys to come out here and get you into the playoffs with a little momentum and not just totally fall apart. I think that is 100% necessary. I am hearing from our Discord, gspn.info to join, James Proc now reports that Bev commented on his pod, Giannis, he cool. This goes with Thanasis, who tweeted blessing oil, which also we heard from the podcast, thanks to all of our Greek contingent in there, that it's not prayers up. It's more serious than prayers up. It's like Lord carry him now, basically, which isn't ideal to hear, but I mean, clearly we've, you know, avoided the worst and TA's blessing oil worked. So I'm going to start using blessing oil myself for anything serious in my life. More good news. I want to talk to you all about Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members, where you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and more entries today on Prize Picks. And what am I thinking? And MLB, the Red Hot Brewers, are also eligible for Prize Picks. You don't want to miss out on the action. I know, you know, fantasy baseball takes all season, can be difficult to keep track with. Prize Picks, you pull it up the day of the game, you put in your picks, whether it's going to be Christian Yelich, who's back, whether it's going to be Jackson Churio, who's arrived, no matter what it is, you can play and you can win easily with Prize Picks. I talked about baseball. I'm excited about the Brewers. Obviously, you can go in there and Damian Lillard going to be carrying a big load, more than on a lot of those points, I think is going to be a good option for Dame these next few games without Giannis. So that's what I'm targeting this week on Prize Picks, as well as Chris Middleton, if he's in the lineup. I think Bobby Portis as well is going to be stepping up big time on the points and on the rebounds. I always love a good points, assists, rebounds play as well. So make sure to download the Prize Picks app today and use promo code EUROSTEP for that first deposit match up to $100. That is promo code EUROSTEP on the Prize Picks app today, and we will match your first deposit up to $100. Speaking of the Bucks, go Bucks. We'll get back to the Bucks in a second, but pick more, pick less. It's that easy with Prize Picks.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's get to some chat quickly here. Keegan F. says, JFC, I was rolling in my sleep last night. Even if GA has to miss this playoffs, he probably won't. The next year would feel like absolute expletive without GA. Yeah, I mean, I think we all probably, unless you're extremely positive or very good at compartmentalization, had the kind of like, what does the rest of this whole era look like if it's the big A? I certainly didn't like thinking about it, and I'm glad I won't have to anymore. You know, this is still a tough position, obviously. You know, it's a tricky injury you have to be very careful with to avoid that happening. But yeah, anytime you do avoid that happening, it's a huge relief, even though you're still in a fraught position. Grant Harrison, 91, who was happy about UK hours GSPN earlier, I'm recording this, started, I think, just before 7 a.m. Central, said, need our end-of-season Thanasis game. Maybe. I mean, he was active. He played garbage time over Crowder, over Gallo last night. TA's ready. TA played 27 minutes. He stretched out. He's ready. And then Seek says, that'd be great to get a Gallo game. I think we're going to see him over these next couple games. I mean, this is one of those where I am not as mad at Mr. Rivers about this as some. If it were my dithers, I would call Andre Jackson Jr. a big and just play a little smaller, or just Crowder and just keep one of Brooker Bobby out there. Or, I mean, honestly, I remember they played some Chris at the five lineups that worked occasionally last season for like just a couple minutes here and there. I would do stuff like that. But he feels like Gallo's a big guy, my close personal friend. So it is what it is, as long as he doesn't play too much. Keegan asked a good question. What's going on with Crowder? Thank you for calling that out. I should talk about that before we have to get out of here. What's going on with him is, I guess, he just hasn't been playing very well. Although I will say, I feel like he's probably been playing better than Malik Beasley over the last couple of weeks here. I mean, Beasley, since early March, has just not been knocking down shots whatsoever. And Crowder probably hasn't been either, but I do think his defense is night to night better, even if neither of them are moving you enough on that end to excuse the offense they've had in some of these games. But clearly, Doc said, you know, the Bucks were fully healthy for 2.5 quarters. Come on, man. This season has been something else. I think they've had 2 games since February, I saw, where Giannis, Chris, and Dame started together and played the whole game. And none of them had to leave early. So Chris got punched in the mouth, and then, of course, had the ankle roll against the Suns. Dame got punched and it was bleeding and had to go get stitches against the Pels. And now, of course, Giannis had to leave in the third quarter in this game with the leg injury. So this team has just been ridiculously snake bitten, which it probably should be a bigger role when we're discussing, you know, how disappointing and everything they are than we've made it out to be. Certainly on the last Eurostep, when we were just pissed because the Bucks have been playing so poorly. But also, I mean, everyone has stuff, and it wasn't excusable the level they were playing at before the Celtics game. But with Crowder, somebody was probably going to sit if Mr. Rivers was going to play the starters, Bobby and Beasley off the bench, PC off the bench, and then AJ Green. I mean, one thing you can't say about him is he plays 2 bigger rotations. I mean, that's 9, and that's typically about as big as we see. And we saw Ajax for just a little bit in the first half, in the real part of the game. Crowder apparently was the last one out. I think you could make a case that it could be Beasley, or it could be even PC, who I think it shouldn't be, but I think you can make the case. I don't think any one of those guys is playing way better than Crowder right now, but it had to be someone, and frankly, I'm just glad it wasn't AJ Green. It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I think for sure Crowder's going to be back in the rotation tonight. I mean, Chris probably doesn't play either, so I think we could see, you know, is it going to be Crowder and Gallo, or is it Ajax going to be mixed in there? We'll just have to see. I'm not sure. That's going to be an interesting thing to track and to watch, but there's obviously going to be room for him now. But it is going to be fascinating when the Bucks are healthy. I mean, I don't think that's set in stone. I think Crowder has a shot now over these last 3 games and however many playoff games they are without Giannis to prove I'm getting shot by the sun if you're watching the video, to prove that he should be in there. I think he's going to have that opportunity. And I think I think AJ Green is maybe as pole position among some of these players. I mean, he's still playing less. I don't mean in the rotation. I mean, from what I've been watching the last couple months, personally, I would put AJ Green, Pat Connaughton, and then probably Crowder Bees after. I don't know if they would bench Beasley. They might like what he can bring off the bench too much. And obviously he started so much of the year. He led all bench players in minutes in this game, so it doesn't seem close to happening. I think there's anything could happen at this point. Like, I think the way they've played, the way some of these vets have played, I don't know if anyone is particularly safe. So that's going to be a really interesting thing to monitor. And I think that might be outside of just, you know, how can the Bucks generally cope without Giannis? Dame and Chris, of course, will be super important. Dame tonight against Orlando himself will be incredibly important to watch. And obviously, even when the team is fully healthy, Dame is probably the biggest, I guess, thing we track or turning point for their success. Just based on the uneven season he's had and getting acclimated and everything else. But in terms of other stuff, like rotation intrigue and that, I think the Crowder, Beasley, Connaughton, Green, maybe Jackson Jr. battle is now the most interesting, because clearly, based on that Celtics game, I mean, Jay Crowder is a guy we talk about, you know, being a good matchup for Boston. And we talked about him not being in the first two Boston games and the difference that makes and everything else. For him to get the DNP, I was surprised. I didn't see that coming. It's a good thing for AJ Green that it's not automatically all vets. And it's a small point for Mr. Rivers, who we'll see what he does against Orlando, could maybe earn the doctorate back ahead of the playoffs here on how he manages a tough situation. We'll see. But yeah, that is going to be a fascinating part of the rotation to watch. Yeah, that's not the main thing that sucks about the Giannis injury, but I do think we would have had such a fun podcast to just talk about the game and the tweaks and everything that we saw, and everything just got erased. I mean, it's hard to even feel that good about the win. I mean, in retrospect, you feel very good about it, although, you know, Boston didn't play some of their bigs, whatever, whatever. Listen, the Bucks were losing to the Knicks without Randall. That one actually is not really that bad. The Bucks were losing to the Raptors. The Bucks were losing to the Grizzlies. The Bucks were losing to the Wizards. All in a row. I don't care if Boston only played one of their star players. It's a better team than those three teams that the Bucks lost to. And they played Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Drew Holiday, Derek White, four MVPs, according to, you know, insert media here.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
So yeah, I think it's a good win for Milwaukee regardless. And they still have the best point differential against Boston this season. They've played the Celtics better than anyone. They won both of their home games against Boston in convincing fashion, despite everything else that was going on. And hey, you want to talk about Porzingis and Horford? Bucks didn't have Giannis for almost half the game, and they made it work. So I think if you're Milwaukee from the game, ignoring the Giannis part, and we'll circle back to Giannis to close here, got to feel pretty good about, hey, you know, Boston, the juggernaut, they've destroyed everyone else all season. We lost two close games in Boston, and I think both had, Giannis didn't play in one. And that first game, what did we miss, 10 layups? And it ended up being a three-point game with Dame missing like a shot to tie or a dunk at front iron near the end. Like, two very close losses, two very convincing wins. And there were extenuating circumstances for Boston, for sure. The rest, the first team that's ever had to play on short rest and then didn't have two of their crucial bigs, which I do think Porzingis and Horford stretching out. Lopez is a big deal. Brook was on fire to shoot threes to start the game and had one of his better defensive games, I thought, as well. And they're going to need him to step up for sure. They're going to need everyone to step up who plays from now on while Giannis is getting back. But still, I think the Bucks have shown that they can really hang with Boston in a way a lot of teams can't. So that's encouraging. It's like, can we get through the first two rounds? Can we get relatively whole for that series? I mean, I think if you're Milwaukee, that's got to be your goal right now, right? It's like, let's just get through the first part, get Giannis back, then we feel like we can beat anyone. And I know Dame had a good quote, I think, before this game, and TNT talked to him, and a lot of quiet confidence and just like, listen, this isn't a great spot. This isn't where we want to be in terms of with the losing streak and everything, but we know this team, like we know we can win. The playoffs slow down. We're going to figure it out. And I love that. And you certainly don't want to see the team panicking or anything like that. So I think overall, given how bad of a situation it is, it's like the best version of a very bad situation for the Bucks. So that's encouraging. But to the honest of it all, to close out here before I've got to jump, I think that it's tremendous news. I think that the Bucks and Mr. Rivers and the front office need to be better at managing Giannis's injury than they have been for the entirety of this season. And I know it's been a tough season, and I know it's been great that he's been able to play so much. It's been big for the org and everything else. This is not one that you can take it easy with. And it's a very important playoff run with Dame, but we're not even in the first round yet. This isn't returning for the finals. There needs to be more caution than they've shown for all of these other injuries with Giannis this season. And I think that's the most important thing right now. I mean, I am big on this run being a big run. There's been this idea that, like, coach got fired, the roster's not great. Like, this is just kind of a whatever year, and then year two. Man, Dame and Chris and Brooke are not young. They're not ancient. Brooke's a little ancient, but they're not young. And they're all, except for Giannis now, unfortunately, but, you know, those guys are relatively healthy right now. We've seen Chris miss most of playoff runs. We've seen Dame, struggled badly with that injury 2 years ago, and it seemed like was banged up earlier this year. But, like, again, those guys are playing now. I don't think you can ever just let one go. And you're not letting it go here, but you've also got to recognize, you know, Giannis's career would be impacted by a serious lower leg injury. You know, not just one run. I mean, one run impacts his career too, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the rest of his career. So I think extreme caution needs to be exercised here with the big fella to make sure that you're not letting him do himself a disservice, is how I would put it. Because to be clear, you know, they're not saying, you know, Giannis, you got to play. We don't care if you're hurt. Giannis always wants to play. They've got to do a better job at stopping Giannis from doing damage to himself because of that. And I think it's such a beautiful quality for your franchise player that he is willing to take these risks and play through things just for, you know, the good of the team on these nights when no one else has anything else figured out. He still wants to go out there and fight until the last minute of a game against the Memphis Grizzlies with an injury report longer than War and Peace, just because he wants to win that bad and set the franchise on the right path that bad. It's beautiful. It's been destructive. And like the back-to-back, he played like 70 minutes on. They lost both games against horrible teams last week. He shouldn't have played that many minutes. I said it at the time. This is not just hindsight. It's embarrassing that you let Giannis play all those minutes and lose those games. They need to be more proactive. And that's something I think that's maybe going to be the biggest thing I judge Mr. Rivers on. And let's see if he earns his doctorate back on an actual medical issue. How can you manage Giannis? And I think it's a big question. I think it feels like Bud had a good grip on that. I mean, obviously, again, he came back early for the finals. We all know how close that was. I'm not saying you're going to stop him from the finals, but I am saying for sure he shouldn't play the rest of this season based on what we're seeing about the injury. And I kind of think maybe not in the Milwaukee games if they hold on to home in the first round to start a first round series. I think you're going to need everyone else to step up and help you get some wins to start a playoff series. Then hopefully you're able to bring back Giannis in the midst of. Maybe he checks out and he's good and he can really play to start a series. I would still watch his minutes in those first couple playoff games, which usually you're not going full board minutes anyway. But I think right now, if you're the Milwaukee Bucks, you've got a plan. All right, what's our five without Giannis? We're going to see that tonight. Well, Chris probably out too with the bat. We'll see. Maybe Chris plays. Rohan said he wouldn't be shocked if Chris played in this game. We'll see if Chris plays in this game. But what's the five without Giannis? And this group, like, that's focus on that group. They're going to have, even if Chris doesn't play, there's another Magic game, there's an OKC game. You've got to say, all right, this is our group. You guys have to win us a playoff game or two. That's got to be the mindset. Even if he's able to come back, like, prepare for it. This group, this is enough talent. You got Dame, who obviously has gone to a conference finals. You got Chris and Brooke and Bobby and all these guys and Pat, who are on a finals team and who have gone through this and had to win games without Giannis before. And that Atlanta series, that I think is going to be huge. I'm sure they're going to talk about that. I'm sure they're going to say, we've done this before, we can do this again. I think that's got to be the mindset. And I almost like, can that resiliency, can that help them? Can that get them on a roll? Can that get them serious going into the playoffs? Maybe. Is it sad that they were in a spot where they needed that to happen? For sure. But we're here now. We're here now. And hey, it's less bleak than it was last night. That's for sure. And nothing puts one bummer of a season, or really we're just in a part of a season where we've been, and maybe it ends up as a bummer season too. We're not sure yet. But nothing puts it in perspective, just like last time, like the thought of, oh my God, is this a season and a half injury for Giannis? That's obviously always the fear. And that's not what we've got. Okay, we've got an athletic story. I'm over time, but I'm going to skim through this real quick to see if there's any more news in here from Eric Name of The Athletic. Left soleless, same as Shams, avoided damage to the Achilles. Dame had a soleus injury too, talked about it. I think he missed like about 2 weeks, which again would bring you back in the midst of that first round series. I think he actually seemed relieved. He thought it was a soleus. Dame also liked that Giannis walked off the court. It said here, Dame said that bleep hurt, talking about his, he missed about 2 weeks last time. So yeah, anyway, that's all I've got for this episode of the Eurostep. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Prize Picks for being our sponsor. Make sure you subscribe wherever you listened or watched this episode. I believe we'll have a win in six in pretty soon after the Orlando game, not that night, but in the next day or two after. So stay posted for that. We'll be back with any more news that's super important like this. Make sure to find all of our links, Discord, YouTube, podcast platforms, socials, blah, 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 at gspn.info. Thank you for listening, folks. Pod Random, and we will talk to you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.